You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only. KSL
at night. Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Mara Carabello, and I'm very excited to be here tonight with Rusty Cannon. We go back. We both have been advocates in all sides of the political arena for a long time.
Yes.
We have been issue-oriented folks, but you and I have both done a lot of party work. And this weekend, April 27th.
Busy weekend.
Saturday, the Super Bowl of delegate races. So over the last 2 months, both parties have been holding, working their way around the state to have county conventions. What's decided at county conventions are races where the entire district, a House district, a Senate district, a school board district, other small races, where they're all within the boundaries of the district. What's decided at the state convention is, let's say, a House district that has a couple of counties in it, Weber Davis, they straddle the line, or a couple, some of our state Senate races straddle two or three counties, maybe even more. And then clearly the big races are the statewides, right? You've got governor, attorney general, auditor, treasurer. And then it's hard to pass by this year and not know that Romney has an open seat. The And the U.S. Senate seat, and particularly on the Republican side, it's super competitive. So today, we really wanted to get, with enough time to do some analysis, the heads of the parties to come and walk us through what their Saturday is going to look like. So we are really excited to have Robert Axon. He is the Republican Party chair, a hard and thankless job. So, Rob, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Always good to be with you guys.
Okay, you got a lot going on this Saturday. Start breaking it down for us.
Well, you gave a very good introduction to what the convention process looks like, that we have county delegates in all 29 counties. They've all had their conventions over the last number of weeks, and now it's time for the state parties to convene their state conventions. And so for the Republican Party of Utah, you have 4,030 eligible delegate positions across the entirety of the state, and they're all going to come together Saturday morning and throughout Saturday there at the Salt Palace in downtown Salt Lake. And we will go through and have that nominating process of considering candidates in all of these various races and having rounds of voting. And at the end of the day, we will have who the one or two candidates from each of those races are that have earned the delegate and convention support.
So those races on these particular House districts, Senate districts, they will take place earlier on Saturday morning. Is that correct?
Correct. So if you're in a House district, a state House or a state Senate district or school board, like was mentioned, you might have a couple hundred delegates that all live within that geographic boundary. And so there will be in the morning between 8 and 10 a.m. A number of these breakout sessions or breakout elections where you're going into those individual groups. So the only people who vote as delegates are folks that live within that district and are constituents of this candidate and potential nominee and potential elected official. And so they'll go through their rounds of voting. And then at 10 o'clock, that's when all the delegates come together from these various breakouts. Or if you don't have a breakout session beforehand, you would start at 10 a.m. That's when the business and the other elections of the convention will occur. Prior to that, there's always that engagement between candidates and delegates in the booth space, and you have a chance to go and ask your final questions and see who you like, who the candidate is that's earning your support.
So before we get deep dive into maybe the program after that, Rob, you're so great at radio. I'm going to give you a challenge. Describe what it feels like. So it's at the Salt Palace. So I want listeners to envision it's got some grandness to it. You walk in. You know, I think if Rusty and I were going to answer the question, we'd probably have a smell hit us, right?
Like
there's a lot of food. It's the candy. It's the best place to trick or treat because
swag.
Every booth.
Lots of swag.
I love cheap pans. But paint a picture for us of what it is like to enter and what, as a delegate, are you, like you just started alluding to it. You go to booths. What else do you do?
Yeah, there's a ton of conversations. And that's what's exciting about this delegate and candidate process, that conversation that's been happening back and forth. You have really five different avenues that have been happening for weeks on end, whether it's direct engagement, through like a phone call or a meeting in person. There's certainly meet the candidate events. There's town halls or cottage meetings. You then have debates. Those have been happening. And then you have the conventions themselves. And so these are opportunities for these delegates to really vet these candidates. And I'll tell you, in our state delegates, we have a turnover where approximately 65% or so are first-time state delegates. So this is very exciting on just the enthusiasm that we've had this year and this go-around and being involved in the process. And these folks are going to experience it for the first time, and I think many of them will catch the bug. Because like you said, it's an electric experience. You're there and you're seeing our constitutional republic in action. And that's a pretty exciting thing to participate in.
You know, you mentioned the electricity that's there. It can be quite exciting. How will the flow go? For those that are new, you mentioned 65%. That's great news. Being new, voting electronic, right? And things just going smoothly race by race. How's that all going to unfold?
Correct. So we have the agenda that's laid out. That's been noticed according to our rules 2 weeks in advance and when the elections will happen. All of that's laid out. There's also other party business that after the elections occur, we get into platform resolutions or constitutional amendments for our party's rules and documents. So we'll dive into some of those things. But the elections, of course, are the most timely and important thing that we will be doing on Saturday. And so the delegates will decide what that looks like. We have a system in place that will be conducting the elections electronically with multiple redundant systems for verification and auditability and transparency. So we are very confident in the plan that we've put into place. And it's in compliant with the rules that we have to abide by. We have the guardrails. And as party chair, I don't have the authority to ignore our rules. I have to follow our rules. The delegates, though, they can make some adjustments. They do have the authority to ignore elements of the rules should they decide to do that, that guide the convention. And so there's always a lively debate for any political party at the very beginning when the delegates decide to adopt the rules of the convention and to adopt the agenda. Those are the two pieces that happen right at the beginning, and that's where some of the fireworks or the debates can occur that can slow things down. But once those are adopted, then you're at a pretty steady flow of things throughout the rest of the day.
Okay, so for those of us in the cheap seats, tell us about when we know election results. So you're using an electronic system. Do we know, like, those candidates that are doing their 8 o'clock, do you know right after that? When will, if we're sort of following along on KSL's newsfeed, when will we start seeing results from the Republican the convention?
Yeah, those breakout elections in the morning between 8 and 10, there's two different windows. So one's roughly about 8 to 9, the other one's 9 to 10. By the end of those, you'll know the results. You will know who has earned the convention support and who is either the nominee or by function of winning at convention has advanced to a primary in those races. For the full session, that will happen just according to the agenda, but should go fairly quickly. So in between each round, that process of counting is pretty quick. There's at about an additional 10-minute lag time because of some of the redundancies that we've put into place to audit and check and double check the accuracy and also the poll watching that each of the candidates have a poll watching official that will be there representing their interests in the counting room. And so that adds some additional time, but it should still be fairly quick, about 10, 12 minutes in between each round.
So one other thing I wanted to talk about, sort of the big question on everybody's mind, will the sun be out by the time we're done or will it be dark?
Well, I guess luckily daylight savings has gone into effect. So that gives us an extra hour of daylight. So I'm confident that we'll still have at least some hue of sunset in the sky when things are all said and done.
Thanks for joining us. Ration your caffeine. Good luck on Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys Saturday.
So Saturday also is the big day for the state convention for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned with us on KSL at Night. We'll cover that when we return.
911 emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.